They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Hey guys.
Hey Brooke.
What's that?
What's that?
My new band. Oh. Don't you like it?
Oh, oh that's shit. You.
Oh yeah, it's really good.
You might remember me. I'm yeah. Courtney from Slumber Party Massacre 2.
Hey Courtney.
You know, I love
And one,
I
technically.
Love Playgirl. Oh, huge fun. Fan of yeah. dudes' dicks.
Sylvester
but
Stallone.
But I'm also a fan of making a good jam with my ladies.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
I commend you on tripping up the killer in the first movie.
What? Yeah.
From under the couch.
Thanks to Sylvester Stallone and his big old pino.
Yeah.
He was in a male porno.
Woo! Sorry, well, I just get really down to this type of music.
He was a
that
male
I make.
And in a porno.
Who? You're in a porno.
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, Art when he was young,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
So you know what that means. We are throwing a slumber party.
Woo!
Massacre!
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is blood, tits, and gore. You got me, Brick.
I'm Pony or Josh, or I gotta figure that intro better.
I'm Tina, here to party as always.
I'm Sam.
Well, this week we are having a slumber party. Oh my God, girls.
Yeah.
We actually already put Sam's bra in the freezer because we know Aww. She's going to fall asleep first. Her mustache comes later.
What's the what, bra
putting
in the freezer
a bra
about?
In the freezer?
I don't know. It's just something that used to happen at slumber parties when I was younger.
I always did the hand in the warm water.
Oh, yeah.
Make
yeah.
people
that's
pee.
A good one. Yeah.
That's the one I know. But I know the bra in the freezer. I just don't get it.
It's cold when you put it on?
I think it... Ooh. Can it break? I
no.
feel like anything
it's
that's
like
frozen
a rubber
can
band,
break.
Isn't it?
Well, you dip it in water and then freeze it. So
oh.
it's like it's,
so
like,
it's
a
like a
solid bra sickle.
Yeah.
Huh.
It just sucks. Everybody's like, God, I'm going to like get through
no.
all this ice
yeah.
to get to
that's
my bra
so
zero.
Annoying.
Yeah, it's if you don't take your shoes... That was my thing. If you didn't take your shoes off before you passed out, you were fair game to fuck with.
That's like so specific.
Yeah, but like you could pass out on the couch that. As long as you took your shoes off, you couldn't get drawn on. But if you left your shoes on, if you were so fucked up that you didn't
yeah.
remember to take your shoes off before you passed out,
that's fair.
So we're doing our own slumber party massacre.
I think you're my maybe far from the mic.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're doing our own slumber party massacre, and we have Josh here as playing the role of Maria. From. The third one with his super fabulous do, his like amazing
Man.
Hair.
Like,
thank you.
She,
I had three hairdos on one head.
She was such
or two and a half
because like,
I'm balding.
What is it called where you stick out like a sore thumb?
Yeah, it's a sore thumb.
Anyways, that sounds weird. But she was just
like
so weird,
the
sexy,
sore
slutty.
Thumbs.
And then they were like just high school
She was very
girls.
Like
she
girl from
mom.
A video in like the early 90s and
yeah.
very late 80s. She was very much like a cherry pie on
yeah.
top of like a Firebird, like, you know what I mean?
And then yeah. everyone else was like pretty cash.
Yeah, everyone else was like normal girls. And this girl was like, I'm from fucking L.A.
Yeah, no, yeah. she was like straight Hollywood, like party.
She was pretty, she pulled her... Her
yeah, no, she was one of the
I
mean, titties.
She was like the Fruza Balk of the group, but like they really went ham
yeah,
on her
yeah,
being the different
they really
girl.
Did.
But she seemed nice. She was never doing anything weird. She was like no one
yeah,
like
she seemed
no
nice.
One
she
seemed
just
to,
looked fucking
yeah,
wild.
Nobody, yeah, nobody like reacted to her. That was a weird thing. No one was
yeah.
like, "Whoa, Marsha really cranked it to a 10 for the slumber party."
Maria.
They like live on level 10 at their slumber parties.
Yeah, they do.
They fucking do.
Me and Sam are definitely playing random blonde girl 3 and random redhead number 2.
Has she seen the overacting scene yet?
I don't think so.
Let me get it on my phone.
And then Tina is our Drilla killer.
Fuck yeah, I am.
Tina, are you a skilled Drilla?
Oh yeah, been practicing.
Yeah,
I get my drill down.
What is your favorite thing to drill?
Ladies.
You gotta say it with conviction.
Mostly same.
What would your
I'm gonna drill all the ladies tonight. That sounds very inappropriate.
Yeah. It does.
But let's talk about
But you know what's not inappropriate? Your theme song. And what is it?
Drilla killer. I'm the drilla killer.
I'm the drilla killer.
I'm the drilla killer. Hey, I will say I have his dancing moves down, though.
No, you did. You totally
did. I mean, I may not be the best singer. However, dance moves, I'll get down just like him.
Okay, so we're all in a slumber party massacre. Which of us dies first?
I'm going to go with Sam.
Yeah. I was
going to say. Why do we all agree with Sam? I wasn't even looking at y'all.
Yeah,
we all
said definitely Sam. I think I probably would too. Because well, I think I feel like you'd too, like, oh, okay, I guess you want to kill me? I mean, sure. I feel like I never want to say no.
I feel like you'd feel go like towards the thing you should probably walk away from. That's yeah. why.
That or you're like already yeah. asleep oh, at the party.
Yeah. I just fell asleep.
I don't even have to like try. I just walk in and like drill you.
You get loud, I need you to pull back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good point that I would probably fall asleep first and then be fucking killed.
Yeah.
Or you might sleep through it.
True. So I could be the first or the last.
Yeah.
There's really no
middle for
me. They
just find you and then they're like, "Oh, wait, there's somebody else here."
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That could be cool.
So each Slumber Party Massacre trilogy starts with one Slumber Party, and that is the original Slumber Party Massacre.
Oh yeah.
So what happens in it, guys?
Well, it's a great flick. It's it was originally planned to be a satire on the slasher series.
Yeah, and they like basically made it.
Yeah, they played it so dry that people weren't getting the satire.
Yeah, well, like, I wouldn't have got that if you guys played it so straight. Anything.
Well, the writer Rita Mae Brown, is that what it was?
Something like that.
Yeah,
she wrote it as a satire.
Yeah,
and then they played it off like more of a horror film. But apparently, it was one of the...
I think there's some super funny shit in there.
Yeah, it was one of the rowdiest preview screenings ever. Like, people were losing their shit, having a fun time, throwing things at the screen, yelling at the characters.
So yeah.
And she was like, "Holy shit, what have we done?" And they were like, "We just had the best sneak preview, like, fucking ever."
That's awesome.
Yeah, going into it blindly, I never would have thought it was written to be that way.
You notice little things. If you rewatch it, you start to see there's, like, a point where one of the first kill scenes where he's drilling through the door, there's a little flyer on the school's door that says emergency drill procedure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and apparently if you look when she's running through the gym or like running through the school, apparently there's something on the wall that says join the drill team or something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, a little tongue in cheek.
So Trish decides to have a slumber party for all the basketball girls. It's like at the end of their season, which ended very abruptly. They were just like, "All right, end of the season. Cool. And we're bye." Done. And I feel like they didn't even actually play a game. It was like they played some sort of
just a practice.
Yeah, it was just like a practice and then it was like, "All right, we're done. Basketball tryouts are next week."
Yeah.
But she decides to have a sleepover for everyone.
Except for one of the girls is being super bitchy.
Well, one of the girls was like, don't invite
Valerie. She's such a bitch. Because she's like the new girl and she's weird and she smells funny. But like Valerie's on the other side of the lockers and she's like, "I can't believe you didn't invite me." And she does the like, "I'm getting out of here" thing.
Well, because she hears them talking. Because she's like, "I think
it's understandable."
She's like, I'm going to invite Valerie. I don't understand why you guys don't think I should invite her. Yeah. She's part of the team now."
Yeah.
And then the other girl's like, "No, she's the blah, 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 blah. You're just jealous because she's pretty and good at basketball." And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's like every high school girl's conversation.
Yeah. Valerie hears this and she's like, "Okay, you bitches. Yeah,
this is going to be awkward if I go over to that
slumber party. That slumber party sounds fun. I'm going to go to that slumber party.
It's not going
to
be lots of weird, staring, intense moments. And and like people walking off to talk to each other away from me."
Well, speaking of shitty slumber parties, like, what's the worst slumber party you've ever been to?
I remember a weird one. It was Holly Taylor's maybe like 10th birthday or something. And her mom was fucking weird. She was so weird and like, we did all the slumber party shit. We did like light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Oh, can't hear you.
all that stuff. We tried to do like a seance. We tried to do Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
And then at some point her mom comes out and she's so pissed at us because we're being loud.
Yeah.
And then she like puts some fucking weird tape in that's like a conversation between angels. She's trying to soothe us. Whatever. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? Anyways, we go to bed. And my stepdad, who's a whatever, he was my stepdad at the time, came with my brother to pick me up, and her mom answers the door in this fucking nightie with just lace over her tits. My brother's like 12 years old, and my stepdad's like, what the fuck? And he's just like, we're here to pick up Samantha. And she was just so fucking weird, and I left, and I was like, I don't need to do that ever again. Yeah. That was like,
you're like 10 years old, like, I've had
that
enough.
Was so much.
Sleepovers? No.
So that you didn't sleep over, though?
Well, I did, but it was just so strange. It was so weird.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't have any, like, mean girl sleepover stories. Actually, I do. I do. It's funny, though, because it's family, but it's fine. We were young, and they hated me, so whatever. But we were sleeping over at my cousin's house, and it was me, my cousin, my brother, and this girl who's pretty much like my cousin. We grew up with her since forever. We were all there, and it was my cousin's stepsister, too, and... like, that night, we were all out playing, and then we get back, and my cousin can't find your shirt. And she's like, Christina, you stole it. And I was like, why would I steal my cousin's shirt? And I was like, also, your shirts wouldn't fit me, because she was much larger than I was. And I was like, why the fuck would I steal your shirt? So, as, like, a means to calm everyone down, we all sat Indian style, like knees crossed, and we had a hacky sack, and you could only speak if you had the hacky sack.
So you guys got Lord of the Flies, like
we literally were like, what happened? When was the last time you saw your shirt?
pass
the ball, and they'd be like, well, but we went outside earlier to go run around in the woods, da da da, and then yeah, we had this, like, big old fight, and then she, like, found her fucking shirt, and I was like, yeah, you're welcome, bitch.
Well, I feel like 90% of the time that you accuse somebody of stealing something of yours, they didn't. You're just an asshole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, she's an asshole. But I love her. It was fine. But, yeah, it was, like, a thing. I was like, Brittany, why the fuck would I put your shirt on? It's like a nightgown on me. She found it, and then she was a big asshole, and then it was fine.
I do that shit all the time.
I definitely know if I'm going to steal anything, I'm going to steal it from you, Brooke, now. Because then you're going to be like, Josh, you stole it. And I'm going to be like, no, you're just being an asshole.
Yeah. Well, I normally sit and I just think, I fucking hate him because he stole my shit. And then you message me and you're like, are we going to go out this weekend? I'm like, yeah, totally. And I'm like, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't say anything because I know... I'm going to fucking find it. I know I am.
Yeah.
90% of my life is misplacing
things. Dude, that's me too. And I get so angry. And I'm like, I can't believe she fucking took this. Like, why does she think she could do that? And then I'm like, God, I'm such a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
It's just in my car or like in a stupid place I left it because I thought, oh, I'm going to put it here now. And that's my new place I put this thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love doing that. And when I'm like trying to be responsible and I'm like, I'm going to put it in this like very direct place because it's obvious.
Because
it's
of course
obvious.
I'll remember it there. That's where it goes. Yeah.
And then, like, fucking 2 weeks later, I'm, like, having a panic attack. Where the fuck is that thing? Yeah.
Because it makes more sense, like, slightly under my bed than in the drawer in the kitchen. Right.
It goes in, like, inside the folder that's inside another folder that's underneath a book.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's the first place I would find something.
That's where you're gonna look for it.
I'm really good at that.
I have a super embarrassing sleepover story.
Oh my yay.
God, tell me. I can't wait to hear it.
Good.
I've been like really mulling over whether or not I should tell it, but
you definitely have to.
You have to.
So I stayed over at my friend Randy's house, and there's a bunch of us
Randy
there.
Randy sounds like a serial killer.
He kind of sucked. Randy, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but you kind of suck.
Fuck
but
you,
everyone had gone to sleep in Randy's room, and I was in the living room like watching. I could never sleep. I always have trouble sleeping. Like last night when it was at 4 in the morning eating peanut M&Ms and watching Parks and Rec. But anyway.
That sounds like a bad night to me.
So I'm over at Randy's house and like I notice he has 9 and a half weeks on VHS. And that's like a sexy movie. So I'm like, sweet, I'm going to fucking... Because I live at my parents' house. I've got no access to... I'm a hormonal 15-year-old boy.
Okay.
So really? Any opportunity...
Those were the days of like no parental controls. We could like watch anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was less access for me because my mother wouldn't get cable.
Oh, I had cable.
Like, your parents just had control, like, of what you got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
And the internet, like, if you wanted to download a naked picture, it took you, like, 3 hours of a dial-up, and no one better pick up the
phone.
You
can just, like, see one boob, and you're
You're like, oh, there's the top of the nipple.
Yeah, we had start playing with myself. Yeah, we definitely had skin
So I'm... So I'm doing the like creepy thing. I'm being a creepy 15-year-old boy watching 9½ Weeks, and I get super turned on. I start. I'm like, everyone's asleep. I'm just gonna fucking rub one out.
Oh my god, you're that kid from VHS 2 who I was watching, and I was like, who the fuck does this? Put your dick back in your pants, man.
Yeah, so I'm jacking off on my friend's couch in the middle of his living
room. That's real cute.
And then not cute at all. And then I hear the door open, and the door is like right behind me. So I just like I go limp. And pretend I'm asleep. And pretend I'm asleep with my hand over my stuff. And there's like a sex scene playing on the TV. And I'm just like laying there. And his brother's like, oh my god, you were jacking off. And I was like, I wasn't jacking off. I'm just, where am I? What's going on?
Dude,
like,
you should have
your pants down. I don't know.
I was like, maybe I fell asleep. I don't know.
You should have kept going and just come all over him.
Yeah, just been like, I can't stop. Do the grandma.
I can't stop. I can't stop.
That's like fucking. Have you guys seen We Need to Talk About Kevin?
Yes.
His mom walks in and he just like finishes and stares her in the eyes.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I wasn't psychotic. I was just like, I was just perverted. I was a perverted 15-year-old boy. And I got busted. And it got all over school. And I actually fought the rumor by being like, yeah, I totally jacked off at your house. And everyone's like,
yeah,
oh,
that's a
well,
good way of fighting.
Nobody would admit to it if they really did it. So everyone didn't believe me. So I'm coming out on the record now.
Well,
I did.
Damn,
and I'm sorry.
Dude.
I don't jack off in people's houses anymore. I realize now that that's bad.
Yeah, thanks. It's probably not my favorite.
You played everyone. Good job.
I know. I'd like to believe that all the people that stay at my house when I'm out of town don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't. Your dogs bark the whole time. That's not sexy.
I don't know. Whenever Josh and I have sex, they're quiet. Like, they get scared. They go hide in the bathroom.
Why is daddy hurting mommy?
Literally, that's what it's like. I get up, I get out of the bed, and they're just, like, looking at me, like, are you okay? I'm like, we're having a good time, guys.
Rico
relax.
Doesn't do that. Rico just sits and stares. And then if you look at him, he'll look away like he wasn't looking.
Like,
and you're like,
looking.
I fucking know you were looking. I saw you. I can see you.
I don't like that.
God, I don't know how I can follow up your... Because my sleepover...
I can't believe I told that story.
My sleepover story was going to be like, well, I was very young and we were watching Silent Garden. We were watching Secret Garden.
Yes,
and then
afterwards,
I was like, let's watch Ren and Stimpy. And then they're like, we can't watch Ren and Stimpy because Sammy's mom says she's not allowed to watch Ren and Stimpy. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? We're 6 years old. Like, we are grown the fuck up.
Let's
turn
that down.
I'm an adult.
I am a woman, and I will watch this show about two
Stimpy.
Dogs that are weird.
And like, do you see me? I dressed myself
Stimpy's
today.
A cat. Yeah. Or not. Ren is a cat.
Ren's a dog.
Ren's a
chihuahua.
Stimpy's a fucking red.
But there's so much shit that kids would not get. Like, it could be, it was pretty like... It's raunchy as fuck. Not a great cartoon.
Yes, and then the next day we woke up, and for some reason they wanted to wander through a field. Maybe it had something to do with horses, but there were definitely cows. And I stepped into a full thing of shit, and I was just like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And then we went back, and I was so angry, and we watched ER, and I was slightly okay about it. It was like one of those
warm one.
It was like one of those ones where it's like hard on the outside, but really nice and comfortable.
Nice and warm and soft.
Those are the worst. Yeah,
I did that once when I was a kid.
And I was just like, where the fuck am I? This place is fucking miserable.
I immediately went to the ground and started crying when I stepped in a cow patty.
You just can't. No,
I was really. I was a weepy child.
That's funny.
A weepy child, a perverted teenager.
Well, you go through your stages.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I don't know what I am now. Sad Andy Dwyer.
One time I was at a sleepover. It wasn't really. It was just, I was spending the night at my best friend's house. And I was pretty young. And we were watching Pumpkinhead.
Oh, God. Pumpkinhead's so awesome.
That's scary. So we were, like, laying on her bed, and we were, like, watching from the TV from the corner, and then she had this, like, closet like right at the end of the bed, and we're just like watching it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was like so scary. Like, I think it had just ended because it was like quiet and we were like talking about it, and I shit you not, her fucking my size Barbie fell out of the fucking closet, and it was like nappy hair and everything. We screamed so bad. Her grandma came running in and was like freaking out, and I went home because I was like, fuck this, I'm out.
Is a my size Barbie like an American girl doll or something?
No, it's a Barbie that's tall. I got one, and looking back I was just like, why in the fuck would anybody buy that for your child? It's creepy.
Yeah, it's very creepy. Well, it's like cute the when you first have it, but the moment it starts getting all natty hair and shit, then it's all like,
then it's literally a monster
what
in the closet.
What do you even do? Like, looking back, I'm like, what do you even do with it?
Like, she's your friend,
just like
Your gal pal.
You just tuck her under your arm and you go on adventures.
I mean, it was like a giant Barbie,
full size. Yeah,
yeah, just
the
giant.
The same mold. It wasn't like any lighter.
Literally, I was probably like 40.
It's like an 80-pound
Barbie. Here, like, hanging
Kids get it trapped underneath them. Mom, I can't breathe.
I remember, like, walking around and, like putting her hair up and being like, this is my new boyfriend. He's just going to sit next to me. Oh, he's real sweet.
Do you remember My Buddies and Kids Sisters?
I don't know, but I used to...
I never had them, but I know.
No, I didn't. I just used to shave my Barbie's heads, and I'd be like, you're a boy now.
I didn't do Barbie's.
I played with Barbies when I was
I guess they weren't really mine. Yeah, they were my sister's, because I always got...
And my dad yelled at me for playing with Barbies.
I always got porcelain dolls, and my sister got Barbies.
And then I ended up burning the Barbies in the backyard.
Okay.
I don't think I ever had any dolls.
I was a little bit of a pyro, too. I had a troubled past. I did get taken.
Always lighting shit on fire.
I did get taken to the fire department and be like shown pictures of like kids who were burned and stuff. They're like, stop playing with matches, and I was like...
Well, I'm not going to set kids on fire.
Yeah, well, I'm not dumb.
Well, they're talking about, like, what could happen to you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you can't... No.
It didn't work. You're right.
I'm not going to scare you.
I still set shit on fire all the time until I grew out of it, but...
Yeah. Like, okay, well, I won't be an idiot then.
Yeah. Like, I'll make sure not to light my own clothes.
Next time I'm playing with matches.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Time to put away my polyester play suit. Well,
you know, our slumber parties and our sleepovers are... ghastly, but you know what could be worse? Going to a slumber party massacre.
Yeah, it would be worse.
Yeah.
So in Slumber Party Massacre 1, we have our lovely ladies throwing their party, and Linda unfortunately does not make it. Because she runs back inside to go grab whatever the fuck she needed. Oh, she was the study girl. She was saying that she couldn't come or she couldn't stay late. She couldn't spend the night, I think. It's because she had to study. So she goes back in to get her stuff.
Some great shots in that scene.
Yeah, that scene's fucking beautiful. When they're running up and down the lockers, I just love it.
It looks almost cliche now, but like that had to be early on.
Yeah, that was like forever ago. Like in the 80s. 82, I think.
Brush teeth evening.
Yeah.
That was a great kill scene. And there's just like random like pans across newspapers like blah blah blah, serial killer still on the loose, fifth body turns up, and like all this like quote unquote like really obvious foreshadowing. He kills the phone lady.
Yeah,
in the van.
There's a lady phone van. Lady van.
Yeah,
that was sad. She was so cute.
Yeah, she was cute. She was like gracefully accepting harassment from boys.
She was welcoming it.
Yeah. She was a woman of the 80s. She was just like, oh, whatever. I have a real job. You're in high school.
Yeah.
But I might.
I know. Like, that was, she was like, she was sitting there like, maybe if he turns around, I'll give him like a what's up.
And then she gets snatched.
She's probably like,
snatched up from the bed.
And then she's killed. She got took, man.
She's like, the kids are like 10 feet away and she's getting murdered and slapping on the window. And like, there's no audio.
And it's just
a soundproof phone van.
And the boy's like turning around. I know. He's like,
all in their own world.
He like turns to look at her and it's like, she's being murdered right there, you know? Like,
it's like blood splattering on the window. He's like, man, she was hot.
He's like, man, what is she power washing with? It's a beautiful, beautiful catch-up.
Yeah, and there's a A and a B story, basically. There's the A story, which is the girls getting slaughtered, and the B story is Valerie and her sister.
Right, her sister. Which I was actually... So there's like a
her
whole...
Her sister Courtney, who's the star of the second movie.
Yeah, you met her earlier. She came on the podcast for a second.
What? I mean, that was...
She was here.
It was a B.
I'm sorry.
She left.
She left. Bye. See you soon, Courtney.
So that's another... So, fun fact... So we, in the beginning of the movie, we meet Trisha's really, really cool neighbor. His like super
neighbor. Is not a guy that you would let. Like, you wouldn't ever tell him, be like, hey, can you go check on the all the hot high school girls?
Yeah. They're going to be
the fuck out of here, guy. He looks just like a dude who would sleep with a high school girl.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. He's like, I got weed, guys. Like,
no, he didn't have weed. He was just cool about the weed.
He's totally the kind of guy who would, like, show up with weed and a couple beers and try to get all
the high school girls. I've got some wine coolers. He's got, like, Seagram's wine coolers.
He was so gross. But, yeah, he was so chill about that Maui Wowie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, just don't go wild with the Maui Wowie.
Well, so...
Because I'll be watching.
And then he kills snails. No one else remembers the scene, but he...
I don't remember
He had
that.
The machete. He had the, like...
I mean, I do
the
remember
meat
the
cleaver.
Scene, I don't remember that scene.
He had a meat cleaver and he was chopping up snails, so I didn't really care that he got killed uneventfully.
He was a fucking weirdo.
He was a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. I didn't care because he was a fucking weirdo.
What?
That he got killed. I didn't care because he was a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah.
Everyone starts getting picked off.
Well, apparently the guy who plays the driller killer originally auditioned for
the creepy neighbor.
Why would you
audition
for that?
And I guess they were like, you're not creepy enough. You're scary.
Yeah, you seem more murdery creepy.
This we think that you would tell women you love them and then kill them.
Yeah.
Not so much tell them you love them, hand them weed, and then stare at them through a window.
Right.
That doesn't seem like your style.
Yeah,
that's a bummer.
I'm more relatable to the guys with redeeming qualities in any of those movies, are there?
No.
I can't think of a single...
The pizza guy, he wanted to do was deliver pizza. He can't help what happened to him.
What's her name's boyfriend in the last one was kind of wholesome.
Well, and even
or not in the
two.
Last one, the second
in
the second one.
In the second
one, that's what I meant.
But they all end up, like, peeping on the girls when they're dancing naked, though.
No, but he's not.
He showed up the second later.
Oh, yeah.
He just,
yeah,
like,
okay, that guy was
okay.
There was one okay.
Because they were all supposed to come, like, the second day, and then you had the two creepy friends that showed up early. And he showed up on time, and he, like, just saved and loved and took care of his crazy-ass girlfriend.
He was really understanding when she was losing her fucking mind.
Courtney's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
He even got her a fucking cake and shit on her birthday.
I know, which was...
When she was just, like, literally just, like... was like
with
screaming
candles.
About like her friend being dead in the trash compactor.
Yeah.
And she was like, I met a guy.
Everybody starts getting picked off one by one.
Yeah.
We get a fun scene of Valerie and Courtney reading porn together. They're looking at
that
Playgirl.
That was so weird. Their like relationship was weird too, because she was really mean to the younger sister.
But then she was like, well, if you're going to do this with my porn, you better don't rub one out.
Yeah, she's like, I've got to go study biology. And she's like, don't tear up my centerfold, slut.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's what? Probably supposed to be like...
14, I think.
Young. I'm not trying to talk to my kid sister
I
about rubbing
like,
one out.
I know.
Yeah, I remember the one line, like, I wish my parents had divorced before you were born.
Oh,
like, she basically was like, I wish you hadn't existed.
Yeah.
And her kid sister's just like, you.
Her
sister also pretended to attack her outside
with
giant
a
giant
knife. Yeah, she did do the trash can prank.
She's a little crazy.
I think they were both a little shitty to each other.
Yeah.
I like how she grew up to be a whiter blonde woman, though.
Yeah, with the southern accent.
Whatever. It can happen.
Trauma does a lot to people.
Trauma does a lot to people.
Their fucking mom is crazy in the second one.
Yeah.
I don't even remember
the mom. I don't remember the mom either.
She was just like very over the top.
Oh, she
yeah,
didn't
she's
want
like,
her to
I'm
go.
Going
breathing
to,
down
yeah.
her neck. Because like,
she was
going to
do something for her birthday,
well, she's
right?
going to hang out with her boyfriend or
they
something.
They had to go see like her sister
crazy
and the crazier.
Valerie.
Yeah.
So Valerie, who's...
Yeah.
Yes.
But like she was so wrapped up, she didn't even realize it was Courtney's birthday, and she was just like breathing down her neck, treating her like a child. Crazy as fuck.
But then Courtney had some kind of breakdown. Her mom was like, you really want to go to this lake house, right?
Yeah,
she's like a lake house or something, right? I don't know.
The beach
condo,
house.
Her dad's condo.
Beach house, yeah, beach.
Yeah, it's
beach.
Like, do I really want to go see my nutcase sister? Which I'm like, how did she become a nutcase? Like,
and then
what happened to Trish?
Her mom didn't realize it was her birthday either.
Yeah.
Like, it's my 16th birthday, and her mom's like, oh, yeah, shit, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, like, but they don't really explain how Valerie ended up in the insane asylum, because Valerie comes through at the end of Slumber Party as, like, the person who comes in and just takes care of business and is like, everything's okay.
Mm-hmm. I have to say that she kind of stole the thunder from Trish, because Trish was about to be last girl, and like save the day, and then Valerie comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, I have a knife and shit's, I'm on top of this.
Yeah, yeah, just like, look at my machete, I'm gonna chop
I'm gonna break your metaphor penis with my machete.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but to be fair, the whole second movie doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, the second movie, the second movie is basically the second season of Twin Peaks. Like, you can watch it, but it doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Okay, the beginning of the second season and the end of the second season are good, but the whole middle part, throw it away. With the singing cowboy, pass.
Yeah.
I prefer the second film.
That's my favorite. Second film's great.
Well, yeah, I like it, but it's definitely a fever dream.
The Driller Killer, his dance solos, I mean... Yeah,
so much fun. I love the Driller Killer. I think he's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
And the way he like taunts them and just like singing to them. And he was literally just like a rock and roll Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
He was like way cool, you know, and because she couldn't figure out, was she dreaming?
Yeah.
Was she awake?
Yeah, we talked about this last time. Yeah, it came out the year after Nightmare on Elm Street came out.
So Slumber Party Massacre 2 comes out, and it's like Courtney is now in a girl band, just like chilling, wants to go to a condo for her birthday, Valerie's which is like her birthday weekend.
Yeah.
And then they go out, and everybody's like, man, you're really bringing this shit down, Courtney.
Well, she, to be fair, she was.
Yeah.
Well, she was being kind of crazy. Like, I mean, I would have called her mom, too.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't call her mom. I would.
Think about it, if they had called her mom, if they had disbanded, the Driller Killer probably wouldn't have shown up and killed everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also thinking about the fact that, like, this is early, like, maybe some people had cell phones, but, like...
Well, they have a house phone, though.
Yeah, they have a house phone, but she was off at the nut farm with Valerie, remember? For that whole weekend. So she wouldn't have been reachable.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
Well, they could have...
So they're kind of stuck with her.
I mean, I feel like if we were to all go out of town for somebody's birthday or go to go somewhere for somebody's birthday and they were to start having a fucking meltdown, I'd say we just go back home, drop her at home and be like, okay, well, you do that. And then I just go hang out in another house.
How long that drive was, though? They drove for such a long time. She like fell asleep and like woke back up like twice on the trip. And they stopped at a Target. She fell asleep in that parking lot and woke back up.
Yeah. So they like go like really far away, and then she starts losing her shit. She keeps having all these dreams.
Yeah, she basically
and people are
dream
attacked.
Manifests the guy.
Yeah. So she has all these dreams that everybody keeps dying, or there's like this scene where the chicken comes flying at her. So she opens her fridge door. And there's, like, a chicken that just flies out of the fridge and attacks
her. It was an eraser head chicken, basically. Yeah. It's, like, squirting weird goo out of the top.
Yeah,
it
was
it looked
so
like a
gross.
Face hugger. It was really weird.
And then the one girl is like, I have this monster zit all over my face.
Oh, that was disgusting.
My head's, like, one big zit. And then her head was one big zit.
And then it explodes.
And then it gets in her mouth.
Yeah, that's, nope.
The girl from Wings. Courtney's the girl from Wings, by the way, if anybody's my demographic.
I don't
remember
think
Wings.
Anyone watched Wings, funny, like, at all.
When it was out, people watched it because
it was
on TV. Yeah.
Did they?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm
Wings
be
is
honest.
A terrible sitcom about a small airport.
Yeah, exactly. I
know. I'm dating myself. Like,
you're,
not like, hey, will you go out with me?
It was like you're dating yourself?
No, I'm like saying when I was alive.
Well, you know, so Courtney has all those dreams and stuff, and then she's like, says that her friend's in the trash compactor, and they call the cops to come out to check and see if she's in the trash compactor instead of just, I don't know, opening the trash compactor.
Doesn't the trash compactor go off when he's there and there's like bone crunching and everyone's just like, oh, it's probably chicken bones.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It's like really weird. Like no one
cared. I don't understand why they didn't look before calling the cops.
Right. Yeah.
Like, and honestly, why didn't the cop just open it too? Like, I don't know. It
there's
was
like,
so
bitch, be
weird.
Crazy.
Yeah, there's tropes of ineffective authority figures, murdered delivery man, and all that kind of stuff. But especially the cops never help in any of those movies.
Well, it's like, oh, you think your friend's dead in the trash compactor? Let me open it real fast.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Instead, he just sits there and questions them all, and then she like walks in 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like the part though when the cop's like, she's like, did I do something wrong? And he was like, well, you did waste about like $300 of taxpayers' money by us being here, but I guess technically, no. You did nothing wrong.
How much are those cops getting paid an hour, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a dope... That's the cop job I would take. I don't want to ever be a cop. Don't be cops, guys. But like, don't... $300 an hour? That's crazy.
Mm, yeah.
It's not like they took out a CSI kit.
I know.
And like, dusted the house.
That is true.
Well, you know, we totally did not discuss the really fun food and champagne dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Girls, ladies.
Letting the ladies out for real.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Tina, doesn't your dad have a bunch of champagne or a booze cabinet?
That whole thing, too. Some people have a wine cellar. My dad has a booze closet.
Which has wine in it.
I know. Yeah. That's the only thing they pull out.
That's the only thing they bring out is champagne. Which I'm pretty sure she got out of a fridge. Like, yeah, it was just cold.
It's just hot champagne.
Yeah, there's no way they're drinking hot champagne.
It's hot stare
so
champagne.
So these crazy bitches start drinking the champagne because it gets good with corn dogs. And then they start spraying it all over each other while taking... Well, one of them takes their top off and then they dance while creepy dude's looking through the window because that's something that happens.
All three movies had naked dance girl scenes.
Oh, all of them. The first one was like 10 minutes of just boobs and tits everywhere.
Well, yeah, well, in the first one...
They even have to validate it themselves. Remember, there's the scene where the guys are like, I can't believe this actually happens.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it does. Look, it's...
Well, the first one's them getting changed, thankfully. The second one is...
Oh, yeah. They're just changing into their 90s.
But they're standing around talking to each other with their tits out. Thing. Yeah.
Like, that's so confusing.
People go off to the bathroom and change.
Yeah, no, I go to
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll go to my bedroom and change, and I won't shut the door, but I'll be like, I'm changing.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll just stand in the living room and start getting naked.
You're in the boobs.
I know, yeah. I don't hide myself, but I also am not like, we're not like all getting naked together and spraying each other with
their tops off.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't happen.
But yeah, the whole thing too about like breaking into the dad's booze closet is like, didn't the dad just get that condo and it's brand new?
Yeah, there's like nothing
in there.
They're down to fuck it up.
There's a brother who's been going over there and fucking a sex doll for the past couple days.
Yeah, that was
great.
There's a weird inflatable...
Yeah, they don't really respect their dad, I'm guessing.
No. Then they wreck it. They wreck the whole condo.
They wreck the whole place.
They're spraying champagne over it. They're tearing a couch apart. They're cutting up pillows and like tar and feathering himself.
You look like a chicken.
You look like a chicken. Yeah, and then it's just...
And then
the next day it's clean.
And then it's clean. And then they just hang out by the pool and it's like, oh, you have a hangover? Let me hump you to death and say a weird chanty prayer.
And then I'm going to throw you into the pool and hope that you drown.
Yeah, you're going to have you're going to go catatonic. I'm going to throw you in the pool and you're going to drown. Go catatonic at the bottom. I have to drag you out and then just be like, chuh. Chuh, I still have a headache.
Wait, what? Wait, what is the scene that... So there's a scene in the movie that Pony just, like, loves.
Oh, God. It was so... Yeah, the when they're arguing in the bathroom, the guys are like...
Oh.
This guy's like this... Supposed to be, like, an obnoxious, like, California... Like,
TJ.
Some amalgam of, like... A skater, surfer, like bonehead, and they're in the bathroom and they're arguing. And I can't remember what the guy said. And the guy's like, "You're being such a square." No, you're being a square. Chuh. And yeah, pretty that's much. The most. That's such a weird. That's the thing. That's the thing people did. Chuh.
Chuh. Bra.
I do love that new dance scene though, because they like have like the choreographed like kind of like synchronized dancing. It totally is a dream.
They have the single shot in front of the painting in front of the couch where they're all like changing spots.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So is it all okay? But then
I think it's a dream.
Well, then the killer comes there. Okay, so the killer appears. We even forgot about isn't he Matt? It's something boring like that. And
he comes after the birthday scene. After the guy brings.
Yeah. He comes during that scene and like blasts the guy through the chest and just like, does this look real to you?
Oh yeah, because she's like, this is just a dream. I'm just having a fucking moment.
Yeah.
Again, I can't believe I'm having like eighth moment. And the guy's like, no, you're not having a moment, dude.
He's like, yeah.
Here's
I'm
your
fucking
boyfriend's
here.
Arm.
Fucking real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I think that was one of my favorite movies or favorite scenes from the movie because the whole time you're so used to her now imagining these things and you're
happening.
Like get it together fucking Jesus and then he's like is this a dream and he just like
shaking.
He's like shakes his hand and throws it in the cake but I was like it's like another fucking dream but then it turns out it's not and I was like you got me
and then he busts out into his when he goes to kill like the girl who takes her top off and shoots champagne everywhere.
Yeah.
When he pulls out his crazy guitar and starts bursting into song, and all of a sudden it's like a legit musical.
It's a legit musical.
Yeah,
with a dance
he's got
number.
A whole scene downstairs.
And then I have this whole moment where I'm like, Is this sexy? Because I feel like this is kind of sexy.
Yeah.
I kind of think it's sexy.
I thought he was pretty good looking. Tight jeans.
And then him cool just clothes. Busting out in a song and his, with his weird southern accent, which I feel like he was like, oh my God, she has the weird southern accent too. It's like they're like mimicking each other.
Or it's like she's influencing the hallucination.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, he wasn't. Well, what was it all? Was it all in her head?
I think it was all in her head, personally.
Me too.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, because we reached the end where it's like, hello, hello.
He's teleporting all the time, and then yeah, he just appears in the bedroom.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Remember when he's chasing the one couple around the condo places. And I remember I misquoted this last time. I said fucking kids, but he says damn kids because he said he was Mr. Damn Kids in the credit. And he just misses them. He goes, I can't get no satisfaction.
Yeah,
he's speaking in like.
Well, he keeps speaking lyrics. In song lyrics.
Yeah.
Also,
I just remember standing there going, come on, baby, light my fire.
These kids need to get it together. None of them know how to knock on a fucking door.
No.
Like, or just get out of the house.
Fucking scream, for God's sake.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even what's the blonde girl with the big boobs? She was like the first one to get killed in the second film. Whenever
the one who's
the
song.
She's the drummer. So yeah. Everyone like drummer. Everyone's like running away, and he's like coming for her, and she just like stands in the corner, and then she literally walks across the room and walks directly into the wall, misses like the door frame.
Yeah.
She decides not to go to the door frame. She goes to the wall and then just stands there as he is very slowly coming at her with his drill guitar, and she's just like.
Yeah, she's like, guys, let me in.
But it's like, you're standing right next to the doorframe.
Yeah.
Just walk through
just
it.
Get out.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah,
there's so many of those where you're like, but
I think that's why I think it's a dream, because people just keep on like walking into their deaths real. And well, then he teleports into the car.
Teleports into the car, yeah.
He teleports onto the roof at some point.
Onto several roofs.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then the girl who can't jump across a 2-foot gap. And almost eats face. Remember, they're running across the roof, and she just goes kaplunk, like while she's jumping between. There's like a little like a doorway gap.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't make it.
She falls backwards.
Bummer.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's just a bummer.
Bummer.
So, oh fuck yeah. Okay, I was like not getting there, but yeah, that was the whole thing.
That movie ends with. As it turns out, Courtney's crazy, but Drilla Killa is still coming after her. We move on to Slumber Party 3, which doesn't contain any of our fun characters from the original Slumber Parties. But we get a whole new cast of characters who loves going to the beach and loves hitting on creepy dudes who are by themselves at the beach and look like they're 35.
Well, except for the goth guy who had his own fog.
Yes, that was weird. There's a random goth guy.
Why
He's
was
literally
he creepy?
Called the
like,
weirdo.
Like, the other guy was watching him, too.
Well...
And he
weirdo,
was a lot older.
Weirdo, not as attractive,
the
but I guess
kid
in
did
the 80s.
Break into the house.
Gonna... Yeah, that's weird.
When?
He brought the journal back, but then he broke into their
broke
cellar.
Into the, yeah.
Which is not a cool
that's,
move.
Yeah.
Well,
everyone was spying on those girls.
Yeah.
It's a hard life being a female these
days.
Well,
so like, they go to the beach all day. They meet like weird 35-year-old looking dude who apparently went to high school with them. He's like, I've seen your picture before.
I've seen your picture.
That's not creepy.
And so they meet him, and then we see the weirdo guy who's like literally listed in the credits as like the weirdo, and he's just sitting there. And then you see fog behind him, but when he disappears, the fog goes. And so our main character, I don't remember her name, but she's blonde and it's short, and which is I think three of the characters in the film. And she goes home, and I guess her house is for sale. So she comes home, and her weird, creepy fucking neighbor is in her house, like just wandering around. It's like, so I just need to have a look around. And she's like, well, I'm not going to show you around.
Yeah,
it's like a normal, it's a normal house layout.
Yeah,
just
she goes, she does that great line.
She goes, just whatever. Just look around the house. It's like a normal house layout.
Okay.
The rooms have four walls.
You know, unfortunately, there's no trap doors or, you know, spinning walls.
There's not a toilet in your room.
It's kind of a boring one.
There's a toilet in the bathroom.
But she's like totally chill. She's like, I'm going to pop upstairs, do your thing, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
But his name's William. She's like, William.
She's just like, ugh.
God. She's like,
like the 50th
not
time
again.
You've been in the house.
God, why do you keep breaking into the house?
You're such a pest.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
not like
William.
You're being and eing at the moment.
Yeah.
So, oh God, what is her name? We need to look up the names of these people.
The name of the main lady?
Yeah.
Jackie Cassidy?
No, the character name.
I think that's Jackie. I was just looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess, is Jackie the one who throws the party then?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess Jackie
Ken Morgan Duncan.
Yeah, I guess Jackie throws the party then, and so she's having a slumber party with her gal pals. No boys allowed.
No boys allowed.
And her gal pals all show up, including their totally random friend Maria, who is not at the beach, but is possibly 35 years old and has starred in at least 10 music videos.
Yeah.
Probably. She's something. I think she had a Guns N' Roses concert that she was supposed to go to, but she totally forgot that she was also doing a slumber party. So she showed up still ready for it.
That was so weird.
But she put on her nightie and she was ready to go.
She had three whole hair.
I know. She had so much hair. She so had much. The most mullet of mullet. It was a malicious mullet.
It was like a Tina Turner from the Thunderdome fro with like a mullet in the back. And like
she was wearing at least three wigs.
Yeah. And some extensions too, probably.
I'd cry if that was my real hair.
She was something.
Yeah, she was, wow. She was a lot.
She was, yeah. She popped her breasts out pretty quickly.
Yeah, no, when they decide to play nude dancing truth or dare where everybody starts drinking and dares them to take their tops off and dance, and then boom, there we go, our next nude dancing.
Yeah. But then doesn't the creepy neighbor calls again and he's like, you know, I just really feel like I need to see the house at
he's
night. Like,
he's watching through his telescope from his like, he wants to buy the house, but he apparently lives across the street already.
Yes.
So he's like watching them through the telescope, and he calls in the middle of the nude dancing. He's like, "Hey, by the way, totally need to look at your normal floor plan again."
Yeah,
William, why can't you just wait till my parents come home? Fuck.
Such a pest.
God, I know, neighbors.
I like the way he like very calmly calls the cops.
Yeah, he's like, "There's girls getting like dismembered with a drill." Yeah, this is the other thing we didn't really talk about this, but the killer's main murder weapon is a in the first one it's just a
drill,
cordless drill. Mm-hmm.
Cordless drill, magical cordless drill
with like tons of battery power and torque.
It's magic.
And then like in the second one it's a guitar with a drill on the end of the guitar where the head of the guitar would be.
Yes.
And then this one the guy's just kind of a crazy dude.
Yeah,
he's kind of like a Jason.
He kind of looks like a Ken
Bates
gone
Motel.
Bad.
Yeah, he does.
He's like Bates Motel meets American Psycho.
Yeah.
He's like a handsome like dude, but he's like, and oh yeah, he got sad when his dick got touched.
Yeah. So like he bangs this no slut shaming here, but the slutty friend who meets him and is like, okay, we just met. I don't remember your name, but let's go up to Ken. Let's go upstairs and let's get down to business. And they're like getting half like all good. And then she goes and touches his dick and he's like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And then she's like, but there are other ways for you to make me happy. And basically pushes his head down to her crotch.
She sees and sorry him.
Party.
Yeah. Shut so up. it's like the ladies are dudes.
Yeah.
And she gets her ass murdered by a fucking vibrator.
Yeah, she's...
She plugs in her vibrator before she takes a bath.
He goes down on her and she's like, okay, you can get out of here. She's like, I'm gonna take a shower.
Not good.
She goes to the shower and then she finds, like, a dildo the size of my arm with a cord on it.
It's a vibrator, dude.
But, like, aren't most vibrators not... wall plug?
Well, I guess in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, but that's a flaw because B-cell the drill.
Batteries. Yeah, the drill.
The drill doesn't get a plug, but a vibrator gets a fucking plug.
So she goes to take a bath.
We need that power, man.
Yeah, she goes to take a shower before she uses the vibrator. And it's like someone else's vibrator, too.
It's like the girl's mom.
Yeah, it's not her house.
Oh, that's
it's not her house.
It's her friend's.
She finds a vibrator in the master bathroom.
Jackie, where's your parents' bathroom?
Yeah, your parents out of here? I heard your mom has a huge Hitachi, like, wall-mounted...
I'm just opening drawers. It's fine. That's cool.
I can't really rag on anyone getting off in someone else's house.
You're
not going to use their fucking sex toys.
Yeah, no,
toys.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
Please, pony.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Don't do that.
I won't. I'm not, like, 15 and figuring out what a penis is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lord.
Well, and then so she dies, He puts her in a closet.
Puts her in a garbage bag.
In a garbage bag. But a garment bag.
Garment
he put her
bag?
In a garment bag.
All right.
Yeah, it's like a clear bag that a dress was in. So he puts her into the garment bag and puts her in there.
Doesn't one of her friends like crawl up next to her later on at the movie?
Yeah, Maria. So, because then the girl Maria comes out and she's like, she's in a garment bag.
He goes, bummer. She's in a garment bag. She's stuffed in a garment bag in the closet.
He gets real upset.
He's like real weird about it. That like, not that like finding amazing. A body wouldn't be shocking, but like,
not that she's dead, but the fact that she's dead in a garment bag in the closet. It's like
real specific.
Yeah.
And she touched my dick and she deserves it.
But like, oh, dang.
Well, and everybody feels bad for him. And I'm like, why is this guy? And he's like losing his shit. What was her name? Juliet? He's like, Juliet! They killed Juliet!
Yeah. And then they splash diluted bleach on him.
Yeah. It turns out, he is the killer, which we learn.
Because he was getting molested by his cop uncle.
Yeah. So he comes back to just kill all the ladies.
He has a Satan van.
But apparently, he has a van where his like drill is kept.
He's got tea candles burning all the time.
There's gigantic
dead people laying all over.
Driving it around with the candles on.
Dude, it was spacious and
there's like
fucking gigantic.
What do you call it when you glue a bunch of pictures together? Collage. It's like collages all over the fucking place.
That's true.
It's like an arts and crafts Satan van.
Mm-hmm.
The arts and crafts Satan
needs
van.
Room for activity.
There's a handful of dead people hanging out, and he's got like his memoirs, everything. Yeah. Like, it's like all you need. All you need in life.
A shrine.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then he grabs the wireless drill.
It's just so big.
It's real big in there. Like, you could spin around with your arms out and not hit
something. Oh, yeah.
It was really big, but it was like the TARDIS. It was like the murder TARDIS.
I know.
Only it's bigger on the inside
sexy,
than the outside.
It was scary.
Yeah.
So spooky.
Okay, you remember he's got bleach in his eyes. I can't remember if it's before or after bleach in his eyes.
I don't even understand how the bleach affected him that hard. This bitch, like, they were... okay, so they dropped pizza on the floor earlier in the night, and they're trying to sell the place, and she's like, no, let's just dump bleach on it and rub it in.
Oh, yeah, and then they get a hairdryer.
And then they get a hairdryer.
They're like, let's heat and bleach and this carpet, because nothing bad could happen.
So then it starts melting. Surprise. And so they still have this, like, whole little diluted bleach bucket, and you see her pull out the bleach, and you're like, she's gonna throw bleach on him, and then she starts dumping it into the water.
Yeah, she didn't just pour bleach right on him; she dilutes it first.
I know.
She's like,
I don't
she's
really
like one.
Burn his skin.
She's like one parts bleach, four parts water, right?
How does it go?
And then she dumps it on the guy, and this is right after. I think it's right after the scene where there's a girl who he's chasing. She's near a pane glass sliding door, and he's like. He's like, I'm tired of playing this game. She just goes, fuck you, and smashes through the door and kills herself because it's not safety glass. Yeah. She just face plants into glass, dies instantly. Like, she doesn't, like, crawl. She doesn't go, ugh, I'm dying. She's like, smashes through the window, dead. Like, instant death.
But then, like, some other bitch is, like, running around trying to get out of the house, and I'm like, you're... Girl literally just smashed through
the
glass.
She sacrificed herself
to
get through the window.
She did it. Like, don't make her death pointless.
Yeah, they're all trying to get out into the opening, and they're like, oh, I can't. Oh, there's a dead body in the way.
No, there's like a table there. They're like, can't go under. Can't go above.
Does not compute because it's like, you can't.
And there's a blind guy with a drill who's, he spends like the last 20 minutes of the movie swinging a drill wildly. Completely blinded around the house.
It's like you're just playing Marco Polo at that point.
Yeah, it's murder polo.
Yeah.
Murder polo.
Murder polo.
Murder polo.
The best one, though, was fucking... What's her name with the hair?
Marlene.
Maria?
Maria.
Maria, when she walks into the office...
Yes.
And
she's chasing him.
She knows there's only one way in and one way out.
She's chasing him. She half shuts the door... And then she just stands there and it's like, she goes to like, it's like when you,
like
when you
spins around a couple of times, like, whoa.
It's like when you forget something and then you walk back in your house and you're like, what am I in this room to grab? Exactly. Like, I don't remember why I came in this room.
No, and then she turns around and she's like, I should get out this window, but what are these weird
fabric
things? She starts rubbing the drapes.
She's like, I don't get
the drapes.
What are drapes?
Yeah. how do I get through this?
She's just touching. She's like, I know there's glass on the other side.
I know there's a window there, fabric. But I can't figure this out.
Oh, my God. But then don't they do a whole thing where she kind of is like, oh, maybe if I let him, like, touch me or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she touches his dick.
She goes to touch his dick, and that's just the business. Him
no, that's
I know.
Then, like, her friends are just silently watching.
Everyone's quietly watching. She's getting molested, and they're all like...
Maybe that's, like, an optimal time to, like, run up on him and, like, hit him in the back of the head with something.
If you're not going to get him, then just, like, take that time. Either be a coward or be a hero. Exactly. Don't just stand there.
Yeah.
Like, get out of the house.
Like, if you're not going to help your friend,
like, she got this.
Yeah, it's like red light, green light. Someone said red light. Hold on. Molesting your friend. Red light.
Yeah.
Everyone's like...
Nobody moved.
They could have walked up, busted up. I mean, anything. He had sat the drill down on the other side. Yeah. It's going to take him a second to grab it.
Then their master plan, which works, is to unfurl the volleyball net and net him he's a fish or something. They, like, get him in the face and they sort of loosely wrap it around him. And then he, like, falls over and is knocked out for a second. And they have an argument about killing him. And one girl's like, we should fucking kill him. And the other girl's like, I can't hurt him. He's defenseless. And I'm like, he just watched him kill, like, four of your friends. Like,
yeah, no fucking
kill the
shit.
Guy. Like, take your anger out. Like, don't wait till the cops get there. And then the girl is like, I think we should kill him. The guy gets up and, like, rises up and gets one more kill. And he kills the girl. And the girl's finally like, oh, wait, I should kill him. And then he kills him with a bat or something.
No, she kills
him. With the polo mallet?
She kills him with the drill.
Oh, yeah, she kills him with the drill.
Yeah,
like, she goes,
she goes super drill time.
Yeah, she goes ham. She's like, really. Yeah,
really into killing
him. She kind of loses it. I just, the moment when they all end up in the basement.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, let's look around the basement and see what tools are down here that we can use to kill him. Yeah. And then, like, you see, like, camera goes by, like, a shovel. Like, all
a
these,
machete.
Like, these, like, tools that you, like, oh, perfect.
A spear
grab that,
gun.
Grab that. And then they
use the spear gun.
She's like, I've got a tape measure.
Yeah.
This work.
Oh. Yeah, maybe not.
She's like, I have a bucket. I have a plastic bucket.
You know? You're trying to kill someone here.
Well, and then they're like, okay, he's coming. Let's escape. And they try to push Maria out. And it's like, she can't get out. She's like,
I know.
Yeah, she's like, halfway out the window.
She's just like limp. They're just like holding her up there. She's like,
you're just pushing rope.
I don't know which is worse, her not being able to pull up or like their inability to two people not shove that scrawny ass bitch out the fucking window. Like, fuck.
I mean, at that point, if you can't fucking help yourself, get the fuck out of the way.
Let me go. Because, it's everyone for herself.
Or they're
going to
do that
point.
Thing where it takes so fucking long and you turn around and the killer's gone. And the next thing you know, he's pulling your ass out the window.
Yeah.
No shit.
So, all the movies, what's our fave death? What's our favorite death out of all of them? You know, I think I'm going to have to go with the pizza guy, mainly because I'm curious, how exact. I know he
which
died.
Which pizza guy?
The pizza guy from the first one.
The eyeball pizza guy?
Yeah. I know he got it through his eyeballs, but, like, how did they get him to where he was standing perfectly still holding the pizza? Was he alive before the first, like,
drill
went
through
his eyeball?
And, man, that's a cheap pizza. $6.
I know. $6
damn.
For a pizza. Then.
$6 for a large.
They couldn't for the life of them get the money together.
Fuck. I like that.
And shout out to the girl who...
Just
it was so
pizza.
Hungry in her worrisome state.
Blessing.
That she ate dead people
back
pizza
with knives, like covering all their angles, and she's like, "I'm hungry."
She, I think,
and
she
like shut
his
up.
Hand off
she is
the
me.
Box.
Yeah,
puts
and
the
she's
box
like,
on his
and
back,
and then she's like leaning on him to eat the fucking pizza. I'm like,
she puts
girl.
The pizza on his back, opens it. She's just ruthless. She's like,
"You hungry?"
She's like, "I paid $1 for this pizza.
I put $1. I own 1/6 of this
no,
pizza."
No, like she is me in finals week. I'm like crying. Yeah. And eating and like having a breakdown, but it's like I have to eat. Like it's like I don't.
Her blood sugar's a little low.
Yeah, you gotta eat, girl. I get it.
She takes that first bite and she's like, "See, I'm much better already."
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are gonna make it.
But
this
and
is
then
fine.
She didn't live, so clearly it didn't help that much.
Well, yeah.
At least she didn't die hungry.
It's the thought that counts, okay?
She was trying. To
she
do
was
her
just
thing.
Trying to survive. I think just because.
Do
the,
you remember
the
oh, sorry.
The guy, so in the second one, when they're going for escape, this is after the drummer girl gets killed in, like, the kitchen or whatever. They make it out. They get to the car. And he's, like, cruising. But all three of them hop in the front seat instead of anybody maybe looking in the back seat or in the back seat. And then they get, like, half a block and they're all just, like, silent. Like, whew, that was fucking wild. And then, like, he just gets drilled through the seat. Yeah.
Through the seat.
Yeah. Because, duh, you got to catch, you got to look and check the back seat.
Dude, I look in the back seat.
I still think he teleported to the back seat.
All the time. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he could have ran out there and got in there. It took so long for them to get to the damn car.
Oh, yeah.
And then nobody looked in the back.
Yeah.
They were parked there for a second. He could have snuck in. Yeah, but where do
you... Like, he's got a drill guitar. Like, you've got to fit a lot of... There's a lot of stuff getting... A lot of real estate being occupied if you're hiding back there with a drill guitar.
It's like a Jetson drill guitar that he just folds into a little purse and then pulls it out whenever he needs it.
They're just idiots.
It's possible in this movie.
Yeah. I think it's a dream. Because so much weird, wacky, like, I know this is not like a movie where you're like, oh, you can't scream in space. You can't hear in space. It's not like one of those movies where you dissect and you go, oh, he couldn't have done that because, like, Newton's blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So this is like a movie where you just, like, drop all that stuff and enjoy
it. Take it.
Yeah. But I think he teleported in the back. That's my thing. That's why I think it's a dream.
Because
it defies logic too much.
I mean, either could have been done.
Everything he does defies logic.
Yeah.
When he appears, like, there's just...
He's supposed to be the reincarnated spirit of what the first movie's killer, like, imagined himself as.
What?
It's weird. Yeah. I was reading some stuff on, like, who that character was, like, explained to be.
Well, because, like, she pretty much manifests him, right?
It's
weird. Yeah.
Yeah, no, the first one, the killer was, like, so fucking creepy. Like, he says at one point, he corners the girl and is like, I love you. It takes a lot of love for a person to do this. Yeah. You know you want it. You'll love it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, talking about fucking drilling her.
And it's definitely, cool. like... It's overtones of, like, penises drill and...
Penises.
And, like, deflowering and, like, losing your innocence and... So he's, like, killing these innocent girls by murder.
There should be, like, a copy of the movie that's just replacing all the drills with penises. It'll just be epic.
I'm sure that's a porno already.
I hope so.
There's Edward Penis Hands is a fucking movie.
Yeah, but I was very upset because his entire hand is... No, it's not. That makes sense. Edward Penis Hands, his entire hand is a penis. No, it's not 10 penises.
I would imagine 10.
Like, why would... Yeah, because that's what it should be.
Yeah, they're just two big dicks, right?
It's kind of cool. Two big dicks.
I mean, I think that'd be cool, like, having, like, spaghetti with the big dicks.
And then if you could, like...
That's funny, though. That's funny.
Is that something that was played in Dish or something?
No, look it up. He, like, tries to eat spaghetti with the big dicks.
Look it up.
Someone should remake
but
this.
But no, because, you know, he has all those scissor fingers. Why wouldn't it be penis fingers?
Yeah. That's what I would
think.
This
is, like, funnier, maybe. Just having two?
But I feel like that essentially just looks like
but
he's
like,
missing
it is
his
dumb.
Fingers.
Like, it's goofy as fuck.
I mean,
because
it's just... This
Did
is
you look
way
up
better.
Him eating pasta? This club contains exoka, like... Yeah, no, see, he has penis arms.
Oh, my God, that's...
That's, like, not even sexy or...
I think he should have had loads of penises.
That's like a horror film in itself. That's like a Frankenstein gone
bad. He's eating spaghetti because it's fucking phenoms.
This is so weird.
Edward Penis Hands.
It's like... No.
Yeah, it looks just like he's deformed.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really...
It's not sexy at all.
Sorry, I wish everyone could see.
I can see, silly.
There we go.
Oh!
There we go.
I don't want to see. Can you flip?
Okay.
Here,
yes.
Turn it like to where we can all kind of see.
Yeah.
We're watching a man with two giant penis hands try and eat spaghetti.
Hey, move the mouse or the.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, he's not having a good job. It's like, imagine if you only had one giant thumb instead of a hand. And so both your hands were big thumbs. Like, it would be tough to eat spaghetti. How did spaghetti even get made?
And he's, like, sucking his own hand dicks at that point.
Okay, so she's upset that he's having trouble eating the spaghetti.
She's like, this guy can't eat with his two dicks.
I'm Edward over this. Hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a play on Edward Scissorhands.
They totally should have done
10 penises.
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean... It's not Edward Scissors hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's multiple scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's silly.
Did he have 10 scissors on his hands or did he have
blades?
He had blades. Yeah.
Anyway.
Slumber party.
Slumber party.
So, guys, it's your favorite time of a slumber party. We're going to play MASH.
MASH.
Is everybody down?
Mansion, MASH. Apartment.
Fuck, I don't remember.
Shack house, right?
Okay. Who do we have four choices. Each round's going to have four choices. So who's our movie killer hubby going to be?
So
I'm going to say we should put down...
Well, Driller Killer should be number one.
Yeah, we need to put Driller Killer down. Mm-hmm. And then, guys, throw things at me.
Who's an acceptable murderous mate?
Well, okay. Can we do... What's his name? Patrick Bateman from...
Yeah, but I feel like he'd, like, majorly kill us.
I thought, well, he was also, I think they all
he also
kill
got
us.
Sad when penises were touched, right? He's a sad
Can we put Chucky down? Because he's very loyal to his woman.
That's true, he is. I have maybe a thing with Freddy Krueger, though.
And then we'll put Freddy. Cool. Well, you know, Freddy knows what he wants. He wants to kill kids. And, you know, 90% of the time, I do, too.
Aren't you supposed to have one on each list that's like, ugh? You don't want it to be that.
I feel like if we're doing serial killer husbands, they're kind of all.
They're kind of all.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. So, us and our serial killer husbands are, you know, murderers together, but we like to kill people. What kind of ways do we like to kill them? Like, do we like to
with a candlestick in the parlor?
Well, do we like to chop their head off?
Oh, what's our signature?
Do we like to
in their sleep,
flay them?
So we'll have to have like a in using their dreams.
Yeah, dreams. That's
dream
cool.
Murdering.
That's cool.
Drill.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna get a patent on a fucking wireless drill. Damn. With incredible torque.
Yeah,
that sounds good for future murders.
Yeah, man.
Or
just, you know, for the industry.
It's
like an Elon Musk battery
with a machete.
Kind of.
Wait, no, that would be, like, we'll save that later. What about, smashed in a sleeping bag?
That's like, very specific.
That is very specific.
That's what Jason
does. That's Jason. Yeah, that's one of the best Jason kills, I think.
Yeah. Just picks up that sleeping bag and just, like,
it's like
boom,
a sack
boom,
of potatoes.
Boom.
Let's do, like, impaling him on something. Yeah. That's
impaling.
Fun.
Little Vlad.
Yeah. Did you fucking watch Castlevania?
I'm gonna write Decapitation.
Yeah, it's really good.
Because so Decapitation.
They're making
great.
A second season.
Yeah.
They just got greenlit.
Why is it so long in between?
Because they weren't sure if it was going to fly or not. Hmm. So they just made, like, enough to make four episodes.
That's fucking okay. Cool.
I'm sorry.
Number of kills. Everybody say a number.
12.
5.
42.
I'm going to write 90.
My ambitious.
Weapon of choice.
Lead pipe. Choice?
Lead pipe.
Katana.
Blade hands.
Cool.
Blade hands.
Not penis hands.
Not penis hands, but
yeah,
you can
I just
do
don't,
so much with
those. I don't want to just, like, annoy and disgust people out of the room.
Just smack them.
God, like, bonk. God damn
please
it,
leave.
I thought
get
you were
going to
kill people. You're just making them very horny.
It's like trying to do stuff. It's like wearing mittens and trying to do anything articulate.
Ugh.
I can drive with mittens on. That's basically the only time
I
wear mittens.
I
don't like
to. I feel
very unsafe.
Worn
them.
I don't like it.
Mittens are weird, right?
Yeah. Can I write mittens as wedding weapon of choice?
Mittens? Poisonous mittens.
With mittens. Okay, what are we? Are we human? Are we a vampire?
Aliens.
A werewolf? An alien?
Alien.
Throw alien down? I would put werewolf.
I'm shocked you picked aliens.
I'm sure you are.
Like a ghost type situation?
So ghost type? Well, I guess we should, for the other one, put human.
It's overrated.
I'm gonna write human
serial killer or something like that.
Well, we're clearly killers.
Yeah.
Special powers. I'm gonna put teleportation because that clearly worked very well for our killer in the second one.
Teleporting definitely is an advantageous thing if you're.
Oh yeah.
Killing somebody.
Hmm. Okay. And what's another one? Special powers.
I can kill people with my mind.
Mind killer.
It's like I'm a scanner.
Killer. You know what I said the other day?
You guys ever seen scanners?
Yes. No, the other day when I was getting all those fucking CNN notifications and I was like, they're trying to scanner me.
We should do a Cronenberg episode.
Well, yeah, we will. Cronenberg's cronies episode? Crony.
We'll iron that out before the episode.
Sam, special powers.
Cronenberg's cronies.
Teleportation.
We've already said that.
Sorry, you guys. I was not focusing.
I know.
Okay. special fucking powers.
You can't fall asleep in that chair.
I know. I don't know. What else did we say? I wasn't listening.
Special powers.
Special powers and mind killer. It's like ghost face killer, mind head killer.
Mind killer.
You flying?
Flying.
No.
No. Why would you want to teleport and fly? Why would you fly if you could teleport?
Well, it's one or the other. It's not both.
I think flying has some appeal to it.
Flying is cool as fuck.
Okay, reincarnation.
You can have sex in
clouds. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Like being unkillable? Like
yeah, unkillable. And like Michael.
Yeah.
Hmm. What's another one?
Does not stay dead.
Is fire throwing count as magic?
Yeah, for sure.
Pyrokinesis, yeah.
Cool. That'd be fucking tight.
Yeah, like...
like Firestarter, like Drew Barrymore.
Like Drew, yeah, Drew Barrymore.
Little baby Drew Barrymore.
We know how much I like Drew Barrymore.
No, we do.
Okay, everybody
you could
go.
You can just call me Drew.
You can just call me Drew.
Okay, are you drawing circles?
Ready? I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
No.
8.
Okay.
Okay. Guys, talk about things while I figure this out.
They've done the spiral. She's counting off the mash. Is there anything that we miss talking about from these movies? We've got the fact that delivery guys were killed and she eats a pizza off his back.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the fact that it's a driller killer, except for in the third one, it's not related to him and he's just a victim of molestation.
Yeah, which is kind of weird if you like try to analyze the third one. Yeah. I mean, like the second you just can't because it's so like it's wacky.
You just watch it and you're just like.
But the third one, it's kind of like you think about it, you're like, man, this is kind of fucked up, like on many levels.
It's very fucked up.
It's fucked up. Does this after watching these, did you want to watch more slasher films, or were you like, this kind of satiated my slasher?
Nah, it's not my favorite thing.
Yeah, it's not your favorite genre.
Yeah. I mean, I eat most times I watch most movies, and it's like my least favorite thing to do. Like, I probably started the first one 5 times because, of course, I was eating every time, and I'd get like 15 minutes in. I'm like, oh.
I don't want to eat anymore. Yeah.
Not
chill.
Is
it the gross stuff, or is it just the way the kills that happen? Like, is it disquieting because you're like, this is weird and exploitative?
Yeah, I think it's more of like. I think it's more of the idea behind it more than anything. Because it's none of, like...
Could you eat during the Babadook?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's more... It's not like they're super gory and bloody. Yeah. Actually, there's not a lot... Like, the kill scenes are pretty chill.
They're pretty tame. They don't focus on it. There's, like, a couple times where they're doing... But I think the makeup was a little limiting.
I think it's just, like, the whole idea in real life that's, like, grosses me out.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. We didn't get any fours. Oh well. Oh wait, I have to mash it.
Oh, you ruined the whole thing? You ruined the whole thing?
Mansion and Shack are left?
Okay.
Sweet.
Nice.
Guys, so we're going to be married to the driller killer.
In a mansion.
Okay. I'll take that.
Our type of deaths, we're going to be drilling people.
Nice.
This is really appropriate.
We're going to only have 5 kills, though, so we should really work up on that.
So it's like the second movie.
But our weapon of choice is going to be blade hands.
Right. That's the best
one. I guess in between
our... So it's literally the second movie.
I guess in between our drilling, we're going to have blade hands, and it's okay because on the full moon, we'll be turning into a werewolf.
Right on.
But don't worry, our special power is teleportation. Nice. So we are basically the driller killer as a werewolf.
We're a complete fucking nightmare.
But we live in a mansion.
We're teleporting werewolf Freddy Krueger drillers.
Yeah.
We have a lot of trouble holding our drill.
Yeah. Because we have blade hands.
Yeah.
That's okay.
We'll figure it out.
But we have choice. Blade hands.
It's like me making a spec script when I'm like 13 after watching my first horror movie.
It's
like,
all right,
I'm rich. I live in a mansion. I'm a werewolf that could teleport. And I have blade hands.
And I have blade hands.
Yeah. Mm. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, it's totally scary. Having that come at you would be fucking terrible.
Well, yeah, because... If you
I feel like I'd be dropping the fucking drill all the time and like turning into a werewolf and you're like, 30 minutes, you gonna kill me or what?
If you think about my ghost, maybe the driller killer, your husband, maybe he can carry the drill.
Yeah, so your husband's a drill. It's just the driller killer with a teleporting werewolf to play at hand.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And they're well to do because they have a mansion. Because
we have a mansion. Nobody knows we're killers.
God, I love that. I haven't played MASH in a very long time.
Man, it's so fun.
I know.
Once again, shout outs to our viewers, our listeners. Thanks for listening. Please engage with us on social media. Let us know if there's stuff you want to hear, movies you want us to review.
Yeah.
Things you agree with, disagree with, pluses, pros, cons, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. We also want to give like a major of a shout out to Mark and Kevin.
What's up, Mark and Kevin?
Mark and Kevin?
From
they're from Canada.
Canadian.
I only know
yeah, Abu. A very polite hello.
I feel like you're getting a little Jamaican there. Canada. Yeah.
They're from Canada, man. Boomba cloud.
No, I was trying to figure out how to shovel in a boat.
They have boats in Jamaica.
Jamaican boat.
Jamaican me crazy.
Oh my God.
No, let's not do that one.
Kevin and Mark. We need to talk about Kevin.
So what are they're podcasters?
Kevin
like
and
us.
Mark are podcasters like us. You need to check out their Canada. Podcast, you totally do. Two guys on Friday. Yeah, no, they fucking love Jason Voorhees. Fucking Christ. They love Jason Voorhees. They love them some Friday. Almost said Friday Night Lights. Friday the 13th. So I do love Friday.
It's like a chatty old friends.
Yeah, just friends talking about
stuff.
Fucking
stuff.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Were you saying old friends, like they've known each other for a long time, or like they're old people friends?
But they're super awesome. You can find them on podcast Two Guys on Friday podcast. They're also on Instagram at Two Guys on Friday. But yeah, no, they're super legit. They're
apparently they're fans of the show.
Yeah, they seem to like us, so we like them.
Shout out to you guys.
Shout out, guys.
Maybe we can do a little joint.
Yeah, we might. We actually need to do a Friday the 13th episode pretty soon. Yeah. So we'll probably get in touch with them. Get them Skyped in.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys. All right. So that's all we have today.
Thanks for listening.
Sam surprisingly hasn't fallen asleep yet, though. Hey. She looks dangerously close.
She's right there.
Yeah.
Couple times.
Five more minutes.
We just gotta
and
put her
out.
In an uncomfortable chair.
Well, we better.
I know.
We better hope she falls asleep soon, or she's gonna be real angry about that bra.
I bought her a fidget spinner. I think the next thing I'm buying Sam is a little shock collar.
I know.
The movie's good. My favorite scene.
We already said that, Sam.
I thought this was going like wanna be a baller.
You want to be a shock collar.
Shock collar.
I was like, wait, is that from the same song?
Okay. 20 right. on the new
We're gonna have our local driller killer. Oh wait, no, keep talking. I'm gonna delete that.
Totally talking.
We're gonna keep talking.
This is natural.
This is natural. Keep talking.
We're really good at talking. Yeah.
So we'll be back. I don't even know what our next fucking episode is.
This was written and directed by ladies. This is a
It's all ladies.
That's one thing. Shout out to the ladies.
Lady power.
This movie was written and directed. It's the only movie trilogy completely woman fronted.
That's fucking badass.
Yeah. At least like when it comes to directing.
Directing and writing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know what this means? It means our local driller killer, Tina, is getting ready to dance us the fuck out.
Yeah. I dance better than Elvis.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I do my sexy dance right now.
Yes,
she is. You can't see it.
Ooh, it's so sexy.
It's my sexy dance.
Sorry, fellas. She's already married, though.
I know. It's a bummer because my dances are real
sexy.
If you
could see this dance.
If you could see this, you'd be losing your mind.
Yeah, you guys would be coming all over the place.
Yeah, you'd be getting busted at your friend's house.
All right, we are Blood, Tits, and Gore. Stay woke. I'm Brooke.
I'm Josh.
I'm Tina, and I'm out. I'm Sam.
And you're asleep.
Later.
And I'm asleep.
Night, guys.